everybody sees it as a useful tactic, but it's disconnected from an end game right now. So it's like there's no point in doing BDS just to do BDS. It has to be connected to a goal. And I think people are missing that goal, partly because the Palestinians haven't articulated what are we BDSing for? And that's kind of left hanging. And I think that's a little bit holding up the movement. So in a sense, BDS has to keep the momentum going in terms of changing public opinion in favor of Palestinians and Palestinian issues, even in this limbo period before we have an articulated solution. But I think it's going to come in the next months or maybe a year. I don't know exactly when, but I think the Palestinians will start going through this transition and come up with an end game. But, you know, I can help. In other words, I talk about the one-state solution. I have models. I write about it. I can help move the discussion forward. But in the end, I mean, they have to be the ones that tell us where they're going.
Back to BDS itself, when you're picking targets, be it fizzy carbonated drink makers, Caterpillar, insurance sales, those are certainly economic hits. But do you see more applicable targets that we should be diverting our energies to?
I do. I think military police security targets are better. From my point of view, the trick is how do we link what's happening in Palestine, the occupation and so on, with the local situation, let's say here in Canada, or here in Halifax even. And that is to look at the occupation here. And that comes mainly through the military security and police. Israel trains the Canadian police. Israel sells all kinds of surveillance devices for your airport, for urban municipal security, all these video cameras and all kinds of monitoring devices. Israel certainly works with the Canadian prison systems and border systems, so that, and there's a lot of joint research that's being done at the universities and in companies here in Canada. So to the degree that people here, let's say, begin to look into Halifax, how much is Halifax itself complicit in the occupation? All of a sudden you discover not only the security parts of the occupation itself and companies that could be targeted, but you all of a sudden discover that you're Palestinians as well. You're on the receiving end of the same equipment, the same weaponry. So that's what I would try to do more, is to bring the issue home and say to people, we should resolve the Israel-Palestine conflict not only because of the Palestinians, but also because it's a threat to our civil liberties.
Let's talk about how that applies on the ground, though. If you're targeting SodaStream, for example, at the local health food store, which was an effective campaign that happened here in Halifax, it seems like a more identifiable target rather than just saying, like, whoa, wait a second, the airport's buying cameras. How do you intervene into a contract kind of situation? Do you hold signs outside the airport or what? I'm wondering if you have the key to the effective on-the-ground mobilization towards those targets.
Well, you can. If you have a Freedom of Information Act, make it participatory and have your police force explain their connections to Israel and the weapons they're bringing in and the tactics they're learning and the fact that the people in Halifax are now being seen as potential terrorists instead of citizens to be protected. I mean, that leads to demands that you stop having ties to Israel. You know, you begin to look at the police force. In other words, it can be just almost as hands-on. Look, it's not that SodaStream doesn't have any. I mean, it's true. If you get people to stop buying lettuce, it gives them something to do. And that's important. I guess my problem with SodaStream was that to explain to people the connection between SodaStream and the occupation, for most people that aren't aware, you got 30 seconds to explain to them. And it's kind of hard to do that with SodaStream. It's such a tenuous, abstract sort of a thing. So I think a target that's more, I mean, to say what's happening in Gaza with the Israeli army is happening in Halifax, and let's stop it. I mean, that's even more in your face and local than a SodaStream campaign is, if it's done in the right way.
Finally, can you just touch on that memorandum of understanding that was signed between Canada and Israel and the roundabout acknowledgement that BDS is effective?
Well, it just came out in today's news that Canada and Israel signed a memorandum of understanding that both countries would act in a way to protect the other country. But the thrust of it was that Canada would act to prevent BDS campaigns and to protect and to prevent criticism of Israel in Canada. So it's really, I mean, Israel can't do much to protect Canada. So it's really a one-way sort of a thing where Canada is really saying we're going to protect Israel and not allow these campaigns to happen, which is a real challenge. Again, it's what I'm saying. You know, the erosion of civil liberties in Canada, freedom of speech, is directly connected to the Israel-Palestine conflict. And that should be, in a sense, that memorandum of understanding should be as much a part of the BDS campaign as any other target.
What possible justification can the Harper government at this point give towards saying, yes, criticism of Israel is something that we're going to actively try to deter?
I mean, they hit everything is terrorism. But first of all, Israel is our friend, our ally. We have to do everything to protect Israel. And second of all, criticism of Israel is helping the terrorists. It's a part of a terrorist campaign. And in the end, activists here in Canada get thrown into the same pot with Al-Qaeda in terms of the Harper government. It's a very slippery slope from, you know, being Palestinian to being a critic of Israel to being a terrorist to being anti-Canadian to being arrested by the Canadian security forces. I mean, there's a direct connection between the freedom of Palestinians and the freedom of Canadians. And I think that should be, a thread, at least, in the BDS movement.
Okay, thanks a lot for your time.
Okay.